Okay, we get into Chavakuk Perek Beis, a number of famous psukim in this perek. As we continue, Perek Aleph, Chavakuk says of Bavel, it says, what's going on here? It's such Russia Vitovlo, as Abarbanel emphasized, that was what he was most bothered by. So this is Hashem's answer, but he starts off by saying, I'm waiting for an answer. Al Mishmarti Emoda, I will stand at my Mishmar. So Chazal say that's a reference to, he drew a circle on the ground, of Uga Chavakuk. The Amad Betocha, the Amar, he stood on the ground and he said, Lo Azuz Mikana Sheesh Pamidaberbi, Hashem, I am not leaving until you give me an answer. So who else did that? So we know there's another famous person that did that. That's Chonia Ma'agel, of course, in Tainis Daf Yutes, where he drew the circle and says, I'm not leaving until it starts raining. So we have Tainis, we have this Rashi right here in the name of Chazal, and there's one more, might be others, but there's another one in Avos Terebi Nasan. Avos Rabbi Nasan, the story of Parshas Baaloscha, when Miriam gets sick, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to make sure that she gets better. Ba'osa Shah, Avos Rabbi Nasan Perek Tes, Og Moshe Uga Ktana, V'yamad Besocha, U'pikesh Rachbim Aleav Yamar, Eni Zaz Mikana Cheti Rafi Miriam Achosi, I'm not leaving until you heal her. Shenemar Kel Narafan Allah. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers and says, okay, after a week, that is the other place where we have Ug Uga. So Chavakuk says, I'm not leaving. Moda, I'm going to stand here. Ve'es Yatzvala Matzor, and I will stand next to the Matzor. So that's where the Chazal get it. Matzor is like a siege, it's like surrounded. Va'atzapeleros ma'idaberpi, and I'm going to wait to see what he's going to speak to me. Oma Ashival Tochachti, what I will be able to answer to those who are being mochiach me and saying, I'm not true, I'm not right, so I need an answer for them. Right? This is different. He's waiting for an answer. This is not like, as we know, the Rambam tells us, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he could start all conversations with Hashem. One of the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im, the Rambam, Perek Zayin Halach Vav, says that 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth difference. Kol Nevi'im, Ein Misnabin V'chol Eishe Yirtzu. Moshe Rabbeinu Ein Okein. El Kol Zman Sheyachpots, Ruach HaKodesh Lavashto, V'nevua Shora Alav. V'enotzorach Lechavein Daito Lizdamein La. Shehu Mechuvanu Muzuman, V'omeid Kemalachei Hasharis. He could start the conversations, and he was in the zone. But it comes to other Nevi'im not. So here Chavakuk says, look, I'm waiting for HaKodesh Baruch Hu to answer me. V'yaneni Hashem HaYomar, and Hashem answered me. And he said, "Ksov chazon uba'er la'luchos." Write down this chazon. Explain it on the luchos. The Malbim says that it's not just why luchos? Because if you write it on klaf, then only chachamim read those klafim. But if you write it on luchos on tablets, then it'll be open to all to read, and it'll be clear to everyone. Laman yarutz. Korei Bo. Again, a very famous phrase that's used by many. I'm going to write it clear so that the reader could run through it. Here's where it comes from. Laman Yarutz Korei Bo. Also, the next phrase is very famous. Ki od chazon lamoed. There will be another chazon at another time. And when it's time to tell about the geula and tell about what's going to happen to Bavel, it will become clear. V'yafeach laketz, and the case will be spoken about. V'lo yechazev, it won't be false. Is yimismameach hakelo, even though it delays. Hakelo, wait for it. Kivo yavo lo yacher. It will come, it won't delay. This is Pasha's talking about geula rishona. Coming back from Bavel, Rashi says it's talking about the 70 years. There won't be a second more than the 70 years. And who is it talking about? Hakelo, wait for him. Wait for Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu, who prophesied in Perek Chavtes of Yirmiyahu of the 70 years. So wait for it. The Mesudas David also says that maybe it's referring to the Gula Hasida, Ki Milvada Chazon, Shalma Peles Bavel, Vachras Zaro, Yish Od Chazon Alzman Kavua, Vachazon Azei Daber Alketsa Gula, Shlo Yachar of Shibud. There won't be another one. Valo Yechazei Vachazon Ahu, Afim Yisvame Azman Rav, we're still waiting. Im Kolze Ata Yisrael Chakelo, Valo Tisya Yishbimanu, Ki Bevada Yavo Azman Kavua. It's going to happen. This Pasuk speaks to each and every one of us, though it was written thousands of years ago. Im yismama chakelo, ki vo yavo, lo yacher, it won't be delayed more than a second than it is supposed to be. The Radak says that the Nevuah is also referring to what happens to Nebuchadnezzar himself. He loses his das, he loses his strength. First he has a dream that he can't interpret. Herolov lamasal poter, lahachish daito achaseira, to know that he is year he's with the animals, he loses his das, he's just as we know, even after Hanan Meshav Azarya, Misgaebehechalo, says the Radak. Upitom malcha daito mimenu, vishavka chayos asada v'dorimoyim shnei masar chodesh, and right, he loses his das, he loses his shame, he loses his covet, he loses everything, right? And that's what's being referred to. V'lo yechazev, it's not going to be false. It's going to be exactly what is meant to be. This phrase of a yafeach lekates, the Gemara darshins, in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Zayin, that we're not supposed to try to figure out when Mashiach is going to come, based on this pasuk. Tipach mai v'yafeach lekeitz v'lo yechazev. Amar Shomar Nachmeni, Amar Yonasan. Tipach atzman shal machashvei kitzin. Let the bones, right? Let the machashvei kitzin get shriveled up. Shaya omrim kiven shigias akeitz v'lo bas shuvei nova. Because they say, oh, we figured it out. It didn't come, so it's not coming. Ela chakelo, no, wait for it. Shemar, as the next phrase says, im yismama chakelo. Shemet amar anu machakim v'hu enu machakeh. Hashem himself is waiting to bring Mashiach. So again, he's waiting there, as there are many chazals that say any second, Mehira Yibane Beis HaMikdash, even Halacha is influenced by waiting every moment. But that's the message. Wait for it, whether it's referring to the first Geula, as Habakkuk is referring to, or it's referring to the future Geula. The Chafetz Chaim also quotes this pasuk, Bo Avo Lo Ya'acher. He says, he gives the mashal. The Chafetz Chaim writes a lot about it. He focuses on the word pitom. It's going to come suddenly. The word pitom is used at the end of Baloscha to teach that Miriam and Aaron, all of a sudden, needed Mayim, Mayim, Mayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them, and they were tummy, Mayim, Mayim. He appeared pitom. So the Chavetz Chaim says, pitom, Mashiach's going to come pitom also, but we don't expect it. And in the Chavetz Chaim ala Torah, in Parshas Bahar, he gives the mashal of, there are soldiers in a city, and they said, the king's coming. So you have to be ready. So they all line up, and they're waiting for the king to come. And for hours and hours, they're standing in line, and sitting on waiting for the king to come. He doesn't come. So one guy says, you know, I need a little break. So he goes away for 10 minutes. Punked at that moment, the king comes, he sees that soldier's not there. And forevermore, that soldier is shamed. He says, so to us, we have to be waiting. We have to be on the guard every second. Kulanu mechakim, labias Mashiach sedkenu. V'avim yismameach hakelo. He quotes the pasuk in Habakkuk. Kivo yavo lo yacher. V'im nashu b'leif shalem kodem bias Mashiach. We have to be ready. We have to be standing for Mashiach to be able to come. And he will come at that moment. We just don't know when it's coming, but we know it's going to come at any second. So now we start talking about what's going to happen to Babel. Upla. Upla is either a reference to Nebuchadnezzar or a reference to Belshazzar. We'll go to throughout the parak. Some Rishonim say it's referring to Nebuchadnezzar, some to Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar's grandson, who was killed once the Malchus was lost from Babel. Why is he called Upla? Rashi says, Nefesh shalot tamid hi bakasu b'taiva. There's an unable to be satiated for murder, for victory. Sho'eif levloa velo savea. Upla lashon azus. So Upla, this guy who has an unsatiating desire to conquer, lo yashra nafsho bo, he'll never have a straight soul. He'll never be calmed down. In contrast, v'tzadik b'emunoso yichya. Famous phrase, but a tzadik will live with his emunah. Rashi says in context, is talking about the contrast between Nebuchadnezzar and Yechaniah. Yechaniah HaMelech, who was sent to Galus, on the day that Nebuchadnezzar's body was thrown out of his grave. So exactly on that day was the day that Yechaniah was taken out by Evel Merodach and elevated and set free. So again, Sadik b'Emunaso Yechiah, they keep the Emunah. The Radak says it's just talking about Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael went into Babel, they never lost, at least the ones that came back, they never lost the connection, they never lost the Emunah of coming back. Sadik b'Emunaso Yechiah. But this pasuk was made famous by the Gemara Maseches Makos on the last daf, where the Gemara says that we have 613 mitzvos, and then David distilled them to 11. But David v'amidin al achasesrei, and then it went down to Yeshayo 6, and then Micha 3. Right, we had that in Micha. Higid l'cha adam matov, u'mashem doresh mimcha ki amasos mishpat va'avas chesed va'silachzem lokecha. And Habakkuk before that, Yeshayo got it down to 2. Shimru mishpat vasutz taka ba'amos achas ba'Habakkuk. So what does this mean? That you only have to do one mitzvah? What are all these people doing? So the Marsha here quotes the Sefer Ikarim. We could just read it from the Sefer Ikarim. In Mamar Gimel Perek Lamed. No, Chas V'Shalom, that they're saying less mitzvos. Ein hakavanah lomar ki ba'asiyas achas esrei mitzvos. O sheish, o shalosh, yikne min hashleimus ha'enoshi. Ha'madrega shetusag mitzvah kol mitzvah satar. Doesn't mean that if you do these six, these three, then you're going to get the exact shleimus that you would get by doing all the rest of the Torah. No, it just means that it became harder for people to focus on so many things. So what is a secret that can lead us to all the other mitzvos? Obviously, that's the goal, to do all the mitzvos. Ela shekolechem na'neviim hayim miskavim lasos klolim kololim. Mitzvos rabos mea Torah. Umidos tovos, kederach shebrei adam osin. What's the yisod? Kidei shal yadam, yasek ha'adam madrega gedola me'ashlemus. Through that, and that's the Kavanas Kol HaNaviyim, Masas Klolim Shal Yodim, and that's what everybody was trying to figure out. What is the Yisod that we could get Klal Yisrael back on the straight and the narrow to be able to accomplish all of the mitzvos? But that's obviously the goal, and that's what did Chava Kuk say? Emuna. Emuna will lead to all the other mitzvos. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz also, in the Sichas Musar, says this exact idea, and he relates it to Hillel and the Ger. On one foot. He says the same idea first. He doesn't quote the Sefer Ikarim, but he says the same idea in Maimar Vav. Limdunu Rabosenu, Shetayag Mitzvah, Heim Taryag Klolim, Vishorashim Batorah. Vaidekach, Val Yidei Kol Shorish Viklau, Efshala Sigas Kolatora Kula, Ki Kolatora Tluya Bakol Echam and Asherashim. V'makabolav ol mitzvah zu, kibolav is all a Torah. He goes to Ritva there in Makkos. V'chav akuf v'amidon alachas, shamakayim osa, mekayim kol ha-Torah, shakoleles kol ha-Torah. V'zeh, says the Sichas Musar, shebikesh anachri, shilmadu shorish echad shal yodi asikas kol ha-Torah. That's what he wanted. Teach people of Torah on one foot, on one regel that holds up the whole rest of the Torah. So then I could get it. He saw 613 mitzvahs. How can I do all of them? There's so much. There's so many. What's the first step? What is the yisod that I could focus on that will lead me to do all the other mitzvahs? So, kinir'eh, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, shedarko shel chavakuk, v'tzadik v'mnoso yechye gamkein ha'isa l'mala, b'kochosef shalufi matzavo. Hillel must have thought that even Chavakuk was too hard for this man, for this ger, for this potential ger. He thought it was even too hard for him. So Hillel says another yisod that maybe you could connect to even more. V'limdu Hillel shorish acher haraui afla oso nachri. V'hu mitzvos after echa kamocha. Shu shorish kol ha-Torah v'mitzvos, which is the shorish of it all. V'yav shal ha-mitzvos shem adam l'makom. But even a part of it adam l'makom, as Rashi says there in Shabbos. V'yav shal re'echa zakarish baruch hu. V'hainu she'avas Hashem v'avas ha-reya, hein shorish k'shekol ha-mitzvos ha-Torah tuliyim bo, v'idach pirushahu zil gemar. So again, it's the yisod, like the Sefer Yikarim says, and that's why Chavakuk said, v'tzadik be'emunaso yichya. It is the yisod for all other mitzvos. So again, this is the contrast that Chavakuk is saying. Nebuchadnezzar believes in himself and he's going to fall, but a tzadik is going to stay. V'avki ha-yayin bo geid. And even though the yayin, when you drink something, it causes you to be in treason, right now we get the downfall of Bavel. Gever Yahir v'lo yinveh. He's a Balgaiv, an arrogant individual. Whether it's Baal Shetzar, whether it's Nebuchadnezzar, they always act impulsively. Shehirchiv kishol nafsho. There's a never-ending, satiated desire to do no good, like a kishol nafsho, like the depth of his soul. V'u kamaves v'lo yispek maves. Rashi says it's like the malach maves that never is satiated. V'yasof elav kol goyim v'yikbos elav kol amim. He tried to get all the nations of the world to be his servants. Halo ela kulam. Allah mashal yiso. All of the nations that you wanted to serve, you wanted them to serve you, they will all say a mashal about you. Umalitza chidos lo, and say riddles about you. V'yomar hoy amar b'lo lo. Woe to the one who gathered so much that was not his. Hamarbe lo lo. Ad masai umachmer lo avtit. How much is the avtit weighing on you? Avtit is either the money, so much that you have, but it's not going to go with you to the grave. Or avtit, the Radak quotes his father, that is literally the mud that's going to be on your kever, that you will not be zochet to a proper burial. Halo feta, suddenly, when you don't expect it, yakumu noshchecha, those that bite you will get up and bite you. Who is that referring to? The Radak says it's referring to the worms that will eat and cause Nebuchadnezzar's body not to have a ultimate resting place. Halo chashavta behiska uscha. You thought in your gaiva, in your arrogance, kitiya bekever, v'yakumu peta noshchecha v'hema tola'im. The worms are going to get you. The Malbim throughout this parak says, give the mashal of the Baalei Chovos. You borrowed and you borrowed and you borrowed. There's going to come a time when the noshchem are going to come. Like neshech, like ribis. They're going to come and they're going to take everything away from you. V'yiksu mizaza'echa. And those that cause you to tremble will be thorns for you. V'yayisalim shisas lamo, and they would trample on you. Ki atash shalosa goyim rabim. You caused many goyim nations to be pillaged, yishalucha kol yaser amim, then you will be pillaged yourself, midmei adam, from all the blood of adam, from people, v'chamas eretz, and the robbery of the land, kirya, v'chal yoshvei ba. Kirya, Rashi says, Yerushalayim, v'chal yoshvei ba. And you will be punished for that. You think you're doing the work of God because it was supposed to happen? No, no, no. Right? Just like Chavakuk said in the last parak, right? Nebuchadnezzar was used. He was a tool, but he's going to get punished for his actions. Rashi here says, midmei adam, for the blood of adam. So he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos. Atem kruyim adam. The Tomei Meis, the Shita that we pass in that, actually, Machlokes, we show in what we pass in, but it's one of the days quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Yeradeya, that Atem kruyim adam, adam, Tomei Meis, is referring to Yehudim. But again, that's what he's being paid back for because of what he, the murder and the robbery that he did in all of his campaigns. Hoy botzea betza ra lebeso. Woe to him who you gained an evil profit. Betza ra lebeso lasum bamarom kino. You try to put your nest up above. Right, you try to protect yourself. Nebuchadnezzar and Sancheriv, a number of people, the Gemara in Sanhedrin emphasizes, were such Baalei Gaiva, they focused on themselves, they thought there was no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you try to put your nest up above, you thought you were protected, lihi natzel mikafra, to be saved from anything bad. Yatzta boshes lebeisecha, you counseled boshes and embarrassment and shame to your house. That's what you brought to your house. You didn't bring eternity, you brought boshes. Kso samim rabim, you cut off nations, v'chote nafshecha. And you have sinned with your soul, against your soul. Ki even mikir tisak v'kafis meitz yanena. The stones will scream out from the wall. What does that mean? The Radak says it's a mashal. Your whole kingdom is based on thievery. So it's obvious. They'll look at your palace and they'll say, that's stolen and that's stolen and that's stolen. Amar al derech mashal, klomar ki kolkach yedua v'nigle lakol ki binyancha migzela acho ha'even tisak. The stone will scream out, Me'akir, she benu yasham, ani me'akzela. So it'll be so embarrassing. It's so obvious that everything of yours was not gotten legally, and therefore it's all going to fall apart. The Gemara in Tainus, I think we mentioned this recently also, because there was another pasuk from the Gemara that was quoted, right? The Tainus on Daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. The Gemara Darshan's there, where we quoted this in Micha, that ultimately who's going to be made on Us la silavo, says the Gemara. Vishema yomar adam, me may it be. Who is going to give accounting in the future? Avne bezo shal adam. Vikiros bezo shal adam idimbo. Who's the first one to be called on? The walls of people's houses and their stones. They will testify about what people did behind closed doors. Shedemar, our pasuk. Ki even mikir tizak v'kafis me'etz ya'anena. Devei Rav Shela says, Shnei malachei asharis. It's the malachim that accompany us every day. They will be the ones that will testify. Ki malachim yitzavalach. Rabbi Chidka, Nishmaso shel adam he made alav our neshama. That's the pasuk in Micha. Bishocheves chikecha shmar pischei picha. V'yesh omrim evarav shel adam, person's limbs, based on a pasuk in Yishayo. So again, this pasuk is that the walls will scream out. In context, it's talking about Nebuchadnezzar, but it can be expanded. Hoy, the Abar Ben El says, and the Mesudas David says, the rest of the parak, unlike most Befarshim say this whole parak is about the downfall of Bavel. But the Abar Ben El, the Mesudas David says, based on certain parallels between this pasuk and in Yishayo, it's referring to the Geula Ha'asida, says the Abar Ben El, right here, introducing the rest of the Perek. Once Hashem answered about the Mapalas Bavel, Shebetuvas Hashem Lenavi Zachar Lo Shneiches Yonos, Echad Mapalas Bavel, Veecha Lasil Lavo BeMapalas HaUmos, Sheitzera Li Yisrael Asher Malchus Edom Yerosha Lahem. And that's what's starting now, the downfall of Edom, which is the outgrowth, the continuation of all the Goliaths that we went through. So, Hoi Bo Ne'ir Bedamin, woe to the one who built cities in blood, Vekonin Kirya Ba'avla, the one that established cities in sin, Halo Hinei, Me'es Hashem Sfakos. It's all from God. You think you're doing it yourself, you're all powerful? It's all from God. V'yigu amin b'de'esh. The nations will become wary b'de'esh, in the fire. What does that mean? Rashi says, in the fire of God's wrath. That these communities and these nations that think they're torturing Am Yisrael, they're going to have to contend with the fire of God. U'l'umin b'de'rik ye'afu. And they'll see, they'll be getting wearied for nothing. Ki timale ha'aretz v'adas es kvod Hashem, kamayim yichasu al hayam. That pasuk sounds very similar, very familiar, I should say, because the world is going to be filled with the covet of God like water covers the yam. So we have two psukim in like that, one said by Yishayo and one said by Yirmiyo. Yishayo on Perek Yud Aleph has the more famous one, that's the one that's quoted at the end of the Rambam. What's going to be in the future? Lo yareo v'lo yashchisu b'chol har kadshi. There won't be any destruction by Yerushalayim. Ki mal ha'aretz deas Hashem kamayim layam achasim. V'yabayamahu shoresh Yishai v'chulu. This is the pasuk, because the similarity between our pasuk and that pasuk, that's why the Abarbanel and others say that these pasukim are referring to the future. Yirmiyo also has a pasuk like this in Lamed Aleph, Lamed Gimel. He has a similar pasuk. Below Yalamdu Odishes Re'eyu Vishes Achiv Limar Du with Hashem. You won't have to say it anymore. They won't have to be teachers. Ki Kulam Yedu Osi Lemiktanam Agdolam Neum Hashem Ki Aslach Lavonam Ulachatasam Lo Eskar Od. They're all going to know me. You won't have to say who knows Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what this pasuk is referring to. That's what's going to happen by the downfall of these nations. Hoi Mashker Re'eyu. Woe to you who give to drink the fellow kings, right? Nebuchadnezzar used to give drinks to the kings that he used to capture and make them do disgusting things with him. You wanted to see their nakedness. Savata kolon mikovet is going to be more embarrassing for you than honor. Shtei gamata, you're also going to drink. The hey arel, fascinating word. And you will become an arel. You will become covered. Mida kenegan mida. Tisov alecha kosim and Hashem, the hand of God, the kos of God will be upon you. V'ki kolon. What does that mean? The Radak says, ki kalon, vomit, that's embarrassing. It'll be on you, the embarrassment. Ki chamas levanon yichasecha, the anger of levanon, which is the Beis HaMikdash, will cover you, what you did to the Beis HaMikdash. Vishod behemos yichisan, and the animals, midmei adam midmei chamas eretz, because of what you did, the murder and the destruction of the land that you did. No avodah zarah is going to help you, as the pasuk and the parak ends off. And the last pasuk in the parak, which is the first pasuk in the Haftorah for the second day of Shavuos in Chutz Laretz, v'Hashem beheichal kacho. In contrast to, you're trusting all your avodah zarah. Hashem's in his heichal. Has to be part of kol haaretz. The whole land is silent before him. The Radak says, afal pikin, even though he's up in Shamayim, he controls the entire land. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we'll get to Bez Hashem, the last parak here in Habakkuk, in Treyasar.